Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
What are you talking about, Uber? But it doesn't have to be Uber. Uber's just the Kleenex word, right?
Right.
Like, we just call everything a Kleenex or whatever, but it's like...
Lyft.
Lyft, ride share.
Yeah.
Or taxi. Like, any kind of... If you have a story about...
Pedicab.
Yes. Yep. Anything. Yes, Steve. Trolley.
Yay!
What else? So there's a bunch of Uber stories in the news, and we just got to talking amongst ourselves. We all have done something...
Yeah.
We've done something stupid. The Uber driver's done something.
Definitely.
Stupid. An Uber driver says a passenger removed their mask.
Ooh.
She wouldn't put it back on.
Ooh.
And then she began to cough.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when she first got in the car, she said she's not sick. And then once he was begging her to put the mask back on, she said, yes, I have the COVID.
What?
Was she being sarcastic?
Don't know. He booted her out of the car.
Well, as he should have.
But it's too late at that point.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Have you ridden in an Uber since COVID?
No.
Yeah.
Do you wear your mask?
Yes.
They force you, right?
Yes. They're wearing one, and then they send you two alerts, and it was like, do you have a mask? Do you have a mask?
So. Okay. Because I heard somebody got in one, and they were like, if you don't have a mask, I'll just drive with the windows down. They'll let you sit in the back with the windows down, which doesn't seem
mine, the windows were down and we were both masked.
Yeah, I would be doing. Do they have like the sanitary, all the other stuff you need in there?
All the PPE?
Yeah. A little goodie bag of PPE when you enter the Uber? No.
So another Uber story, this Uber Eats driver got busted eating their food. He got caught on camera.
Straight up caught. And he was like, oh yeah, I was hungry. That was the response.
That's literally...
Yeah,
I feel like everybody's been doing it for years. But like, if you're a Domino's employee and you steal a piece of pizza, you're gonna lose your job at Domino's. But when you're Uber Eats, you're picking up sushi from here. Like, you're not
right.
You're probably not gonna get caught right away.
Yeah, because
each restaurant, they'd be calling the restaurant going, "I ordered the 12 nuggets and I only got 10."
That's true.
It's gonna take a while for you to be the one who gets busted.
Mm-hmm.
What was he eating? Was it? Chicken nuggets or something?
He had something.
It was wings.
It was wings. Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Which you can't get away with that. It's not like fries where you don't really know how many were there to begin with.
Well, not to mention he didn't really hide the evidence because the sauce was then smeared all over the bags.
Oh,
so he
like care.
He didn't even lick his just like hand in the bags. Okay. Like, by the way, the barbecue's really good tonight. It's showing well.
Not care at all.
So if you've got an Uber story, we're gonna go around the room and tell. I know Steve has just gotten in. Yeah. If you've got an Uber, Lyft, taxi, rickshaw, whatever story, we'd love to hear it. Who's going first?
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I'm not good with technology, but I got the Uber app, and I was going to use
it. Was this opening day?
It was opening day.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Well, Slacker talked me through. He goes, don't stand over here. Do this, do that to make it easier for the Uber. So
as
I did
does.
That. And I got the app to work. I was so proud. And then the car, I saw the car coming. I'm like, yay. And it stopped. And I get in. And they take off to take me home. And I realized that I was supposed to wait for the next Uber.
Look at the make and model of the car, and you look at the license plate number, all of which is on the app.
But this was when it was new. They didn't have it then.
It wasn't new. You jumped in. This was like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I had been
They hadn't done that part
yet. We'd all been Ubering for like 10 years already.
And so they gave me one of those bad reviews.
Oh, you got dinged.
Yeah.
What's your driver? Dinged? I wonder what your rating is. I bet you're...
Like, so I never
you
used
were a
them
zero.
Again.
Yeah,
I was afraid to use them again.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've never...
So now you're a Lyft guy? Or you just drive?
Yeah. I know. So my first time using
it. He calls a taxi.
Because they don't give you bad reviews in taxis.
Remember, like, I Uber didn't exist when we had that one Halloween party, and I was dressed as Jesus walking the streets of downtown Denver for like 4 hours, and no cab would pick me up. I'm like, I'm Jesus.
They didn't.
They would. I'm like, I'm waving at them. They're like, I'm like, what the?
You're just a long-haired, crazy guy in the street.
Amber, are you willing to admit your discretions in an Uber?
I guess so.
All right, what happened?
Well, there was this one time I got an Uber after a night out at the bars. Had a couple of drinks, you know, adult beverages. Don't really remember the conversation or how it came to be, but ended up smoking up with my Uber driver.
He smoked too.
He brought out the joint. I didn't have the joint on me. He brought it out and we smoked it on the way home. And I thought it was totally fine until the next day. And I was like, he was driving me. What was it? I even have a picture of us.
You took a picture together? You took a selfie? What are you?
I mean, to be young and irresponsible, right? It was like a year ago.
I can't even think of have we all jumped in the wrong car, right?
Yeah. A few times.
Have you jumped in a car that's not even an Uber?
Yes.
Oh my, what?
If you, like, before Uber X came out, like, Uber at first was all black cars or black SUVs. Mm-hmm. It was. Yeah. But then Uber X came out and you get in some nerdbag's PT Cruiser. But before that, it was an Escalade or
that's
whatever.
Right. Something nice.
Or a Suburban, a Denali or whatever. And I was walking out of a bar and somebody's sitting there with their parking lights on in their Denali. You're asking me to get in your car.
Oh,
yeah, if it's unlocked.
I jumped in and they panicked. It was just like ready to throw their wallet at me, like, take everything. And I'm like, just take me home, man.
He's like, what are you saying?
And it was at the beginning of Uber, so they there was no way to, because they're like, aren't you Uber? And it's like, what the hell is an Uber? Like, they didn't know what it was. So I'm just like, all right, I'm just getting another, just a weird me getting in the car. But the other one that I'm thinking of, I don't know if you remember this. It happened, I was coming somewhere to meet you, Steve. I'm in the car. He's got like the cheesiest, worst music on in the world. And I'm like, ugh, whatever.
That's
he's
right.
Like, you like other kinds of music? I'm like, yeah. And by the way, my account is under Slacker.
Because
Uber set it up years ago. And I'm like, yeah, everything. He's like, you like hip hop? I'm like, sure. So he starts a Jimi Hendrix song. And I'm like, what? It's like, wow, 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 wow. And I'm like, what is going on? The song starts playing. All of a sudden, he's like, he started rapping over the song, but it was a kill the police, F everybody.
Dang.
And it was like, and this is way before the social unrest we're in right now. And this is like a 21-year-old white kid singing it. And then at the end, we are still like 30 miles from the destination.
No,
and he's
no.
like, what do you think? Give me a critique. And I'm just like, what? What?
He thought he was auditioning.
He was auditioning to get on the show. Like,
he thought you were.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get him his record deal with the rap that he did in his PT Cruiser. And I was like,
please tell me he kept turning around rapping to you while driving. Yes.
Absolutely did. And the whole time I was just like, I was on the road. Please don't kill us.
I would have changed the destination immediately. I'd be like, I'm going right
close.
Here.
I'm going
right there,
over.
Actually.
All right. So if you've got an Uber, and by the way, apologies to Uber.
Right. But you are the generic name now.
You are the generic name. So if you got an Uber rideshare story, we want to hear it right now. And there's a woman on the phone who left her Uber driver with more than he bargained for.
Ooh.
We'll find out what happened to her and hear your Uber stories next. Tasha?
Yep.
Uber.
It's Uber.
Yeah. What happened?
Okay. So I was a young soldier, keep in mind. Just got back from overseas with my friends, and we decided to go to a baseball game. After the baseball game, we went out and thought it was a great idea to go drinking. However, we forgot we hadn't been drinking for the last 20 months. we called an Uber who was about 20 minutes late, so of course we had some more to drink.
Oh.
We get in the Uber to go to the hotel, and we get to the hotel. No sooner do we go to pay and say thank you, and I vomited all over the van, all over the gentleman.
Oh!
Wow. No.
Yeah, that's 300 minimum.
It's something like that, isn't it? They can ding you
for like... They ding you.
But it's a van full of it. It's
and they already have your credit card.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
It's an auto charge. But you got it on him.
On him. That poor driver.
He told us, you know, it's okay. You guys just hang out here. So we sat outside on the curb, puking back and forth, comforting each other for the next hour.
Okay, that's lovely. Congratulations. You know what the worst part of that is? Mm. That's his job. Like,
yeah, that's his,
office.
Yeah.
So
and family.
He's off. Right. Not to mention, like, I got to pick up my kids from date. Like, and you just filled his car because I've been in a car where the guy was like, yeah, I've been out of service for like the last week. And it's like, why? And it's like, oh, somebody puked in my car. And you're like, don't tell me that.
Right.
I've had a car with a big, massive orange bucket in the middle of the back seat because they were like, I'm done having people
vomit
in my car.
They put a Homer bucket in the back.
A literal Home Depot orange bucket.
Dang. It's smart, but okay. Nikki?
Yay.
Uber.
So we were having some adult beverages downtown, and we're going to walk over to the church to dance.
It's I was like, it's the worst thing I do is go try to find God.
So wearing really uncomfortable shoes, I didn't want to walk anymore. So I was like, let's just hitchhike. It's only a few blocks. And so I stuck my thumb out, and this car, this Mercedes, stopped for, you know, me, my boyfriend, and our other friends. And I was like, cool. So I jumped in the car, not realizing that she was just stopped at a stoplight.
Oh!
And you sort of invented Uber right there.
Yeah, so... But she was really cool, so we all ended up getting into her Mercedes. She gave us a ride to the church.
What are you talking about?
We partied all night, and then ended up, like, I guess she slipped my boyfriend her number sometime during the night. And so, like, the next weekend, he went out with her.
Love this.
This is the best Uber story we've ever had. Thank you for the call, Nikki.
Dang.
So she had an ulterior motive the whole time. She was like, I'll take you to the church.
Sure.
I'm going to nail your boyfriend. That's awesome. Marianne?
Yay.
Uber.
My girlfriend took an Uber. Uber got in an accident, and my girlfriend got arrested.
Whoa.
She got arrested. Why?
They'd been out drinking all day, and she was being responsible, taking the Uber home. Another car ran the red light. Police came. She got upset at the policeman because she'd been drinking all day.
He told
her to calm down. She didn't calm down. She got arrested. They put her in jail. She had to stay there till she blew, you know, the limit. And then had
what's the limit, like four or five?
Wow.
Oh, breathalyzer. Never mind.
Oh,
yeah. So she was okay to go home. They could release her. And then she had to call an Uber from the police station to bring her back home. The next
like,
morning.
Nope, you're kicked out of Uber.
We've already driven you once today, ma'am.
Right?
You're part of a huge debacle. That's not ideal. Thank you for the call, Marianne. Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yay.
What's your Uber story?
So my Uber story is actually Lyft. I'm a driver for Lyft.
Oh, boy.
First week I was into it, I had a gal that I had picked up. Girl starts screaming in my backseat and hyperventilating. I'm like, what is going on? She's like, I lost a pill in my backseat.
Like, I lost a pill?
We're like, drug pill or medicine pill? And she's like, medicine pill? I'm going to die if I don't get it. So I pulled behind a super shady liquor store, literally had to rip parts of my backseat out of my car and threw them on the ground. Ended up finding it. She's like, oh my God, you're my hero. And I dropped her off about two blocks later.
But what, do you really think it was a drug, like a medical pill, or was it like an Adderall or something?
It might have been like an Adderall. It said nothing on the pill. I was like, I really hope I gave her a one star. I hope I never pick her up again.
Yeah, she better have taken care of you because you're going to rip your whole seat apart. Wow.
Oh, my God. Have you ever, like, I've talked to different Uber drivers who, like, have had somebody do, like, Santa Clarita diet amounts of barf in the back of their car.
Yeah.
And it's like, and Uber gives you a little something for that, like, and Lyft. I'm sure you get, like, a couple $100, but it's not enough.
It's forever.
You lose a whole night of income, and
on
my house or my car, I would sell it. Like, I'm done with it.
It's nasty.
It's never
ever
going to be
the same.
Oh, It's disgusting. Thank you for the call. I mean, you got to put down the towels, like Pulp Fiction style, like some sort of, like, there's no...
Sell the car. That's what it, yeah.
Sell the car, sell, burn the car, yeah. Drive the car off, sell them, like, just, yeah. Sarah?
Yay.
Uber.
So, I was coming back from a concert, you know, I was with a couple of friends, and we get into this Uber, and this guy, like, smells, just reeks of alcohol, and we're flying down the highway, you know, he's trying to race everybody next to him, and then we get whoopied.
You got pulled over.
Yes, we got pulled over. So he zooms and he's like trying to outrun the cops.
The Uber driver is.
Yeehaw.
And, you know, we're all yelling at him and we're like, are you kidding me? Like, what is happening? Blah, blah, blah. And he pulls off the highway, pulls into this gas station, gets pulled over. Dude gets arrested for a DUI.
The Uber driver? Ugh.
Well, at least you're not getting a DUI, yeah. I guess. Is that fair free then?
No, he wanted us to pay.
Oh, technically you have to.
No, you don't. Yep. He didn't get you home.
That shows somewhere.
Can you pay me at least halfway? I got a $10,000 fine coming.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Wow. So you had to fight it with the company.
Yeah, of course we fought it, and of course we won, but, like, we're talking to the cop, and he was like, well, you could call another Uber to get home.
I think I'm done with them for evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we were done.
Yeah, you're stranded now.
Oh, my God.
That sucks.
Thank you for the call. What would you do if you got in an Uber or Lyft? I don't want to keep saying Uber when they're super bad stories and they smelled like alcohol.
I mean, would say, see, I'll just call the next. Can you do the next one?
But they can ding you. They can charge you like the $10
because
note.
They showed up. You said no. Oh, that's
you'd have to fight it and say, dude, this guy was schmammered, but I don't know what I'd do. Because you know me, I'm passive aggressive, and I would like...
And you just want to get to where you're going.
I want to get to where I'm going, but I don't want some guy to kill me on the... Like, accidentally get in... Like,
that's a tough question.
That's a super...
Yeah, that's tough.
John.
Yeah.
Uber.
Hey, so yeah, I was out day drinking with a couple of buddies, all right? And then it was time to leave, so I called an Uber, and I walked outside the bar, and I was like, you're right here. And a four-door sedan with just the driver pulled up in front of me and turned on its flashers, so I got in. It was not my Uber. And the last thing I remember is this woman, like, screaming and flailing her hands, and then I woke up in an ambulance.
Holy smokes!
You got in the wrong... How did she make you wake up in an ambulance? Is she big? What did she do to you?
Based on the injuries, I think she just freaked out and laid on the gas and whatever. I don't know. Whatever happened, I hit my head hard enough that it knocked me clean out.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, you got to.
This happened at like 5:30 p.m. on a Sunday downtown. So I'm sure like 150 people were like, wow, we just watched that guy die.
Wow. Thank you for the call, John.
Dang.
I think maybe we should stop before we shut down an industry.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.